Good morning, everyone. Jamie Lynch with you, with Pat Egan doing a little dual producing, co-hosting this morning. Happy Football Friday to everybody out there in the greater Delaware Valley. It's here. It's Football Friday. It's the last time we're on before Monday, when we get to overreact or, be very happy.
Or overreact.
Most likely overreact.
There's two options. There's overreacting and then there's overreacting.
Yeah, I guess it goes both ways. You overreact to the win, you overreact to the loss. But in other news, the Flyers are the greatest hockey team to ever take the ice.
They're undefeated since debuting Gritty.
They are, in fact, undefeated under Gritty.
They probably won't lose another game.
Probably not.
Not the team that I just watched.
And Brian Elliott's going to win the Vezina this year.
I don't know about that.
It's indisputable after one game, Pat.
I'm worried that he's going to get injured celebrating.
The Moose is a lock.
He looked really good last night.
He looked
really good last night.
From the little I saw on highlights. Because what did that game end? 2 hours ago?
About 4 hours ago. I tweeted out, I'm going to regret staying up for it.
But, oh yeah, you are.
It was a hell of a statement to go out there on the West Coast and hammer the Western Conference champs like that.
Now, somebody told me that the Flyers actually prefer starting their season on the road out West because it gets it out of the way. I don't know how much hand they actually have in...
Somebody tweeted me and said that they asked for this 2 years ago.
Well, they've had it 3 years in a row, I believe, now, where they've started on the West Coast.
But, like, as we talked about yesterday, that shouldn't be the case of, well, just because you want it, that's what you get.
Yeah, I don't know if I buy that.
For the fans, you know, it doesn't make sense. I'd completely believe it for the players' aspect of just getting that West Coast trip out of the way. And I think it's a pain in the middle of the season when you have to go out West and get acclimated to the time zone change and all that crap. But, you know, early on in the season, man, it's tough on the fans to have to stay up till 1 o'clock in the morning to watch a hockey game. Luckily, it was over by about midnight, 11:30. It was pretty much done. But
well, our man, the Wayne train, the Simmer, notches two. Oscar Lindblom gets one. Overall, Brian Elliott looks good. Great performance to start the year. And as we said yesterday, this Flyers team probably has me more intrigued heading into a season than I have been in a long time.
They're going to be a good team. They're going to be a really good team. And the scariest part is they're only going to get better.
They're still so young.
The influx of talent they have, too, in the minor leagues, you know, and particularly Lehigh Valley, is so strong. I mean, this is a team that doesn't even have Morgan Frost, Carter Hart.
What, are you eating apple fritters in there?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Trying to collect my thoughts over here.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to be parched in mid-sentence. So.
Your boy Robert Haig with 2 points last night. Wayne Simmonds with 2 points. Jakob, don't call me Gritty Voracek, with 2 points as well. Giroux got an assist on the night. Your boy Radko even got an assist.
JVR threaded one through and got an assist.
Yeah, Oscar Lindblom with a goal. We said Scott Laughton with a goal. Overall, a very nice debut. Their next game is Saturday in Colorado, I believe. If is that correct?
I
believe it's Colorado. Yeah, sorry, I didn't have that handy. But yeah, if you can get the season started out West with a winning streak, let's go, baby. Zamboners are excited.
You're on board?
Oh, I'm always on board, but the thought of having three legitimate scoring lines for the first time in a long time, it excites me.
I think adding JVR is going to be huge. A full season of Oscar Lindblom. I don't think people realize how good that guy is going to be on this team. And then a healthy Wayne Simmonds cannot be stated enough. We talked
about
it a
little bit.
Third
line. That's such a bonus for this team.
We talked about it yesterday, but like you play a full season banged up the way he was. That's so difficult.
Yeah,
so difficult. And now he's healthy, and you saw it last night. He's going to the dirty areas. He's getting, wait for it. He's getting gritty goals.
Oh,
there it is.
I see what you did there.
I'll see myself out.
Oh,
no, but that was a whole team effort last night, and it was a statement win.
All right. That's almost 5 minutes on the Flyers. I think that's pretty good, right?
I mean, we can keep going.
Pretty good.
All right. I mean,
yeah, I wanted to give them their due and their
just
respect.
Just let me know if you want me to keep going.
Yeah, no, I don't need to dive into their.
We can break down the loss of Nate Schmidt. For the Vegas Golden Knights.
Gesundheit. I'm
Not on Naismith.
Non-Flyer NHL news names. I really struggle. I do a fantasy hockey league every year. I have for like a decade. And once I get past like
Crosby,
like the fourth round, I'm like, just kind of throwing darts here.
All right, this guy sounds like a real player.
Yeah. Oh, that's a nice European name. I like him. He's got a lot of potential this
year. Mikko, that's fun to say.
Oh, yeah. So, yes, but nice start to the season for the Fly Guys last night. I'll actually be looking forward to watching a game on Saturday night when the hours permit me to do so.
And by the way, yes, they will play Colorado.
Yeah, I thought.
I won last night. They're a very good team, too.
Yeah, I was 98% sure it was Colorado. But
yeah, that's going to be a tough matchup.
Sometimes you got to talk these things out on air. You know what I mean, Pat?
This is live radio at its finest.
We'll get to the Eagles in a minute because it's obviously the big story of the weekend. But this morning, 8 a.m., bright and early, it will not be on the station because they're in Shanghai and we don't have
excited.
We don't have the engineers to send over to Shanghai.
Could you imagine?
Hey, Pat, suit up. You're going to Shanghai to engineer the Sixers Mavericks.
Trying to get the feed from Shanghai. That would be a nightmare.
That would be great.
It's hard enough when you have like a West Coast game.
Yeah, but it will be on TV this morning, so I'm looking forward to watching it. The Sixers take on the Mavericks. They're playing two over in China. It's gonna be pretty cool. The hype leading up to this game over there, the Chinese love the NBA. Like when these guys are walking out in public, you know, Simmons is getting swarmed by kids in Simmons jerseys looking for autographs. I saw a kid in an LSU like head to toe gear.
Yeah, they are absolutely nuts for this stuff.
Yeah,
Stephon Marbury is
a statue.
An absolute god.
Stephon has a statue over there.
You know who else is a god over there? It's Jimmer Fredette.
Yeah, he was killing. I think he was averaging like 50 points a game or something.
Yeah, something like that. I think he's playing for Yao's old team, the Sharks. I could be wrong, but. And the new NBA 2K game, if you do like the My Player, it starts you out playing in China.
Huh.
And they mention how like, if you're a basketball player there, you're a god.
Yeah.
So this is brilliant by the NBA, and I think they should do it more often. And the NHL tried to go over there this past year, and it made no sense, but for the NBA. It makes tons of sense to put more games. You're never going to put a team over there, but the marketability of your players to get them in front of the crowds. Is it a pain for us that, you know, games at 8 o'clock in the morning?
It's preseason, so it's not, you know, a huge deal.
Yeah, now I wonder if they'll ever do it with a regular season.
Oh, they will. Once they see the success of this, they will for sure.
I mean, you saw them do it last year with, you know, London. They put the Sixers Celtics over in London.
Yeah, and that was...
But they're trying to expand the game globally, which is smart.
Yeah, and they've always kind of been at the forefront of that. As far as the four major sports go, I think they're the biggest and the best at that. But Stephon Marbury, yes, it was the Beijing Duck legend. He has a statue over there. But... It's been really cool, you know. I follow all the players and whatnot on social, and they've been having a pretty wild week. You know, sold out arenas for open practice, press conferences. They're getting swarmed. Just going out and shopping on the streets, they're getting swarmed. It looks pretty wild. So it'll be cool to see this morning. It looks like JJ Redick's going to miss the game for gastroenteritis.
What exactly is that, Jamie?
Poop fest,
I believe.
Okay.
Isn't that the medical way of saying it?
I'm not a doctor.
When I read that, I read the player is missing because of diarrhea.
Okay.
But, there's other ways to look at it, I suppose.
All right.
I'm just a little upset.
No, I appreciate the clarity.
Yeah, but we'll get to see rookie Luka Doncic versus, I guess he'll probably match up with Markel some. I wouldn't imagine that Ben gets on him a ton. It's certainly possible, though. And they also have Dennis Smith Jr., so they have two young pieces that I'm interested in watching play. But Sixers in Shanghai coming up at 7:30 or 8 a.m. this morning. Very cool stuff. Looking forward to that. But the big matter at hand is the Minnesota Vikings coming to town, Pat. We all remember what happened last time Minnesota was in town. Do you remember what that score was off the top of your head?
38-7.
Yes, that's correct.
I haven't made a magnet for that.
You haven't?
No, not yet.
See, that's probably not a bad idea. Well,
I don't know.
It's probably going to get long.
I'm not making a magnet for that game.
Well, just because of how butthurt the Vikings fans were, I was thinking it might be pretty funny, but...
Oh, the best is the video of the guy yelling, "Go Birds," at the woman.
Go Birds!
She's so infuriated.
Go Birds!
And the Vikings fans used it as like a rallying cry of like, look how awful these fans are. And I'm like, he's actually backing up from her. He's trying to get away from her by like bending backwards and just yelling "Go Birds" over and over again.
I was at that game and it was a pretty wild scene, man.
if you want a good laugh this morning, if you get to your desk or
I've been meaning to make Go Birds kid a drop.
Yeah, that's a bad job by you. But if you want a good laugh this morning when you get to your desk, just go on YouTube and type in like Vikings fans return from Philadelphia, because there's news clips of these people right off the plane.
Oh, it's the best.
Telling reporters just how awful of a fan base we are.
Like they went into downtown Aleppo to watch an NFL game.
Well, yeah, but also it's like if you paid $1,100 plus to go watch your team get smacked 38-7, I don't think you're getting off the plane saying glowing things about Philadelphia.
No.
That's what cracked me up about it. But
it was great. We should find a way to bottle those tears up. Pure filtered Minnesota Vikings fans tears.
I think one of the best tweets I ever put out was I used a GIF. I made a GIF of all the Vikings fans on the Rocky steps doing the skull chant. And I put clap if your team just got smacked by 31 points.
Nice. So they are back, but they are a different, I guess, improved team because Case Keenum is not the quarterback. Kirk Cousins is now the quarterback. You know, he's third in the league in passing yards. So, not a great recipe for the Eagles' struggling secondary.
Oh, God, no. Especially with the wide receivers and
weapons. Well, I was just going to say, they got to be a top three receiving core in the league, right?
I'd have to think about it, but yeah, I mean they're up there.
Off the top of my head, Rams, Vikings, and Bucks.
I wouldn't even go Rams because you have Brandon Cooks and who else?
Robert Woods is awesome.
I don't know if Robert Woods. I wouldn't use the word awesome.
No, he's low key awesome.
Solid.
He's low key awesome.
Awesome is Cooper a Kupp strong is, word. All right, yeah, Cooper Kupp's better than Robert Woods.
They have three pretty good receivers.
All right, so you can make a case for them.
I said off the top of my head, we're talking it out here. I mean, who else jumps out at you? I guess Houston is Patriots. Pretty nasty with DeAndre Hopkins, Will Fuller.
I really like Will Fuller. Will Fuller,
local kid, Roman Catholic.
Yeah, I'm still bitter that he didn't go to Temple, but
well,
he had no reason to.
Would you?
I mean, you're asking the wrong person.
Notre Dame Temple.
You know, I went out to the Notre Dame Temple game last year, and walking around the campus, I was like, all right.
Now I get it.
Yeah. Now I can't really blame them now. I get it.
It's not Cecil B. Moore in North Broad.
This is gorgeous and everybody here is nice. I get it. Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, they're certainly up there amongst the best receiving corps in the league. Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs are going to be a nightmare. This game, to me, is coming down to Jim Schwartz and how he handles this. You know, it's not a great matchup for them on paper. But it wasn't, you know, it was the same receivers they had in here last year, and they were able to shut them down. You can't tell me that Patrick Robinson was the sole reason for that. So that's where the game's going to be won or lost. And look, if you get pressure to Kirk Cousins and get in Kirk Cousins' face, then it's going to be a lot tougher for him to succeed. So the defensive line pressure goes hand in hand with the secondary help. And then the other aspect of the game I think they really need to control is the running game. Because, hear me out on this, Pat. Offensive linemen, I'm sure you've talked to them in the past, their favorite thing is to run block as opposed to pass block. Right?
Yeah, they love hammering people.
Exactly.
Instead of getting hammered.
So you run the ball, it gets the offensive line's confidence juices flowing. They like it. You control the possession. You slow down the game a little bit. Keep the ball out of Cousins' hands where, you know, the most glaring deficiency in this game from one matchup to the other is Thielen and Diggs versus our secondary right now. So to me, controlling the ball, running the ball, getting your offensive line going is paramount to winning this game. I just don't – you have to limit what Diggs and Thielen can do to you.
Yeah, I don't think this matchup is really rocket science. And you said it perfectly. You have to make Kirk Cousins uncomfortable. You cannot go into this game with the same game plan that you had against Tampa Bay, which is what I'm worried about, where you know that you need to make this guy uncomfortable, and yet you don't. You let him get those quick passes. You let him pick you apart, and you basically give him everything underneath, and you cannot do that. And this game, weapons-wise, I think it matches up a lot like the Tampa Bay game. The difference is that this team has a lot better of a defense than Tampa Bay. And
yes.
I'm worried that once again you're going to have a situation where Carson Wentz is going to have to go out and win you a game and might be forcing passes. And look, the offensive line needs to play well for the Eagles, but the defensive line needs to play equally as well, because I don't have a lot of faith in the secondary to get it done. So it starts with the line. And if they can make this game, you know, a living hell for Kirk Cousins, then, you know, they should come out with a win. But that's way easier said than done.
Yeah, Brandon Graham said he's feeling like preseason's over now. He's where he needs to be. So it'd be nice to see. You know, they're up there amongst the league leaders in pressure, but pressure doesn't always get it done. You know, pressure's great and all, but would like to see them get a couple sacks this weekend and make Kirk Cousins really just uncomfortable. Dalvin Cook is their running back. He had 10 carries for 20 yards last week. I say that as a bitter fantasy owner. He was returning from a hamstring injury, so we'll see. We'll see about him. But if this gets into a shootout, honestly, I don't love their odds. So that's why I think controlling the clock is pretty paramount to winning this game.
Yeah, I agree. You got to grind them out, because this is a completely different team than what they faced in January. Not only that, though, the people that were on that team in January, like the starters on that team, they've been sulking about that game for months. And they've been wanting a piece of the Eagles, and they're going to get it. And not only are they going to get it, they're going to get the main team. They're going to get Carson Wentz. They're going to get Alshon. They're going to get that entire offensive line. And they're getting everybody.
And both teams are a little desperate. I don't like to use the desperate word for the Eagles at 2-2, but you don't want to go to 2-3.
This is a must win.
Yeah.
I mean, straight up, this is a must win. You're going into next week, you're on a short week against a division opponent. I don't care what people say about the Giants.
They are Thursday night color rush.
They are. Oh, God, what do the jerseys look like?
I don't know.
I'm scared. But, you know, the Giants always play you hard, and it's on a short week, and you don't want to go into that game 2-3. I mean, It's a situation of you have to come out with this game with a win.
Yeah,
you have
and the Vikings on the other hand are 1-2-1, and if they lose this and go to 1-3-1, I don't like their odds. I think they started 2-2 last year before they ended up winning like 11 in a row. So they are a team very capable of going on a run, and you'd like to kind of keep their head underwater here and just keep your toes on their head and keep them down. While you have the opportunity. John the Butler is a Vikings fan. He wants to check in. What's going on, John?
Hey, bro, what's up? Good seeing you at FanFest. How you been?
Yeah, good. Same to you, John. I'm good, man. Big game on Sunday for both squads, obviously.
Oh, absolutely. Well, first, let me tell you about that video with that Eagles fan saying Go Birds.
Yeah.
That is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
Go Birds!
It's hysterical.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Anyway, I have to agree 100% with you guys. The Vikings just gotta get the ball to Thielen and dig, because
that's what we have to limit.
Yeah. But you guys, I tell you, both teams, this is a real desperate win. It is. It's if we lose, our season might just be over with the way the Bears are playing.
Yeah, the Bears are legit. And the Packers, are always the Packers. Rodgers is a vampire, so 1-3-1 is not where the Vikings want to be after this.
No, it's not. But I think defensively, the Vikings, I'm thinking maybe they're starting to start feeling themselves, because they're not playing as well as they're supposed to do with that defense. But
no, the Vikings defense is not the top five defense that we saw for the majority of last year currently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, bro, just wanted to wish the Birds luck. It should be a good game.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one, John. All right, we'll talk to you soon.
We'll see you. Take care.
All right, later. Yeah, that Vikings team last year defensively was a top five defense for the majority of the year. Now you look at what they've let up. They let up 38 points last week to the Rams. They let up 27 points to Josh Allen and the Bills. They let up 29 points when they tied the Packers. The 49ers put up 16 on them. And, and then the rest is preseason. But then you take that back to the Eagles last year. That's 38. So 38, 16, 29, 27, 38 This Vikings defense has holes and is allowing points as of late. So I don't want to hear from the Eagles, oh, you know, that's a great defense. You know, you can score on this defense right now. So
they did it with a backup quarterback last year.
Yeah, you got to take advantage. They got a really strong secondary. Anthony Barr and Kendricks are good linebackers. They have a talented line, but for some reason, probably something like what's going on with the Eagles, you know, it's just not clicking. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Hopefully last week was just a wake-up call. Like, that's if last week was a wake-up call, I'll take last week all day. But I'm just worried that it carries over, obviously, and we'll find out Sunday.
Yeah, no, there's serious concern with this team right now, and we'll find out on Sunday. And usually, I think you'll kind of get the impression early of how the line's doing. On top of everything else and winning the game, the line's really got to get together and protect Carson Wentz, because he's up there amongst the league leaders in pressures, getting hit, et cetera, et cetera. And I just can't. We can't watch that again.
This is one of the reasons why people, and including myself, wanted to kind of wait on him coming back, because
yeah, I was giving him at least a full month.
You cannot have your franchise quarterback coming off that kind of injury get hit this much. Now, granted, I didn't think he was going to get hit this much, because this offensive line on paper should be,
we expected better,
playing better than they are, but he is getting hit this much. And, you know, in hindsight, I think this could be a season where you look back and you say, okay, well, at least he didn't get injured. You know, and at least he got out of the season healthy. But
that thought has crossed my mind.
In the moment right now, it is, all right.
We missed the playoffs, but Wentz stayed healthy.
Let's win a game. I mean, and you can't do that when your quarterback is running for his life.
Yeah. 5 a.m. hours brought to you by Car Gurus. Go to cargurus.com today to find great deals from top-rated dealers near you. That's CARGURUS.com. Do you know who dropped the first puck last night in Las Vegas?
Who dropped the first puck?
There's two people.
You got to give me more than that. Give me a hint.
Come on, man. One is a Vegas legend.
Siegfried.
No.
Roy.
Good guess, though.
Chris Angel.
Chris Angel. Does he have a residency out there?
I mean, probably.
You know Boyz II Men has a residency out there?
Blink 182 had a residency out there. How punk is that?
That's the gig, man.
That is, yeah. Britney Spears had a residency out there for
Celine
a while.
Celine Dion, everybody.
What member of Circus Stole did drop the puck?
No, come on, man. It was Wayne Newton.
Oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
And, yeah!
Dennis Hoff.
Little John.
Why?
I have no idea.
I know that, speaking of, like, hip-hop guys...
I guess he lives out there?
Flavor Flav lives out there.
Yeah.
Because I was watching, now it's available on Netflix, but there's a show called, like, QB1 Under the Lights that followed three high school quarterbacks throughout their senior season. And they were all high-profile guys. The one went to Wake Forest, the other one went to Ohio State, and the one went to... Georgia. It was Jake Fromm was the one who went to Georgia.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But the kid who went to Ohio State, he played at Bishop Gorman over in Vegas, which is like a powerhouse that was winning national championships. And
Flavor Flav's kids on the team?
No, but randomly, Flavor Flav is on the field wearing a Bishop Gorman shirt, congratulating the quarterback. I'm like, what is Flavor Flav doing here?
Wait, not the kid that's the starting quarterback at Ohio State currently, right?
No. Oh, okay. No, this kid is, when this kid gets the job, you will despise this
What's
kid.
The name of the show?
QB1 Under the Lights. Huh. It's very well done.
How many episodes?
I think 8, and it's been an hour long. And the one kid was local. He went to Bishop McDevitt, the same school as Shady, and he went to Wake Forest. But the only one to make an impact so far is Jake Fromm. But it's good. It's a good look at like high school football and pressure and all that.
The missus is away this weekend, so
looks like I know what you're binging.
Well, I still have to catch up on what's that?
American Vandal?
No, I already watched that. That's great. The JUCO show down
Last
south.
Chance You.
Last Chance
You. What are you waiting for?
I've only seen season one.
What do you do with your life? Let me tell you, season three, then they get a new coach.
All right.
And this coach is way different.
Well, I'll probably be watching a lot of Major League Baseball playoffs, college football, and NFL without her.
Oh, okay. So you watch real sports.
Yeah, I don't know how much.
Loser.
Nerd! But coming up, we'll dive into the MLB playoffs that happened yesterday. I got ticked off at Kristen Yelich and Matt Klentak all over again last night. And Red Sox Yankees coming up later today. It's the only month of the year where football, basketball, baseball, and hockey all intertwine, and it's a great month for you sports nerds like myself out there. Fanatic Sports Time is 5:24.
sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Wendy's 4 for $4 is the deal you can count on every day. No catch, no strings attached, just 4 items for $4. Hence the name, 4 for $4. Choose one of 8 great options like the double stack, spicy chicken wrap, or junior bacon cheeseburger. And you get 4 nuggets, fries, and a drink. A full meal for just $4, only at Wendy's, baby. That's added value multiplied by tons of goodness. Because the 4 for $4 is what you need when you need it. So turn that car around and hit your nearest Wendy's today.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Meal includes 4-piece chicken nuggets, small fries, and small drink. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
Today's the day to get motivated, to be inspired, to start listening. And now with Audible, for just $14.95 a month, you get any audiobook of your choice and 2 Audible originals. Plus, for the first time ever, exclusive fitness and wellness programs all included with your membership. And if you don't like a book, exchange it at any time. So make today the day you start listening to Audible. Start your 30-day trial and get your first audiobook for free at audible.com.
Hurry in for up to 40% off major appliance hot deals at JCPenney, including free delivery, basic installation, price match guarantee, and 18 or 30-month special financing on qualifying purchases with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, earn up to $100 in JCPenney rewards. JCPenney, style and value for all. Event is valid 9/27 to 10/17. Conditions and exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Must request a time of purchase. See store jcp.com/appliances for details.
My lawn's been worn out by summer. Not to mention by my kids.
This year, use Scotts in the fall. Just one more feeding gives your grass the nourishment it needs to recover from the wear and tear of summer, while also building resilient roots to help prevent a weak, thin lawn next spring.
This fall, my kids and my grass are back out to play.
This is a Scotts Yard. Now's the time to feed your lawn. Pick up a bag of Scotts Winter Guard today.
Just in time for a style upgrade, it's Macy's Men's Designer Suiting Event with 70 to 85% off. Lauren Ralph Lauren and Calvin Klein Wool Suiting, originally $600, now just $149.99. Suits and suit separates, $79.99 to $169.99. Sport coats and blazers, $39.99 to $79.99. Dress pants, shirts, and ties are just $14.99 to $24.99. Right now at Macy's. Savings off regular and original prices. Exclusions apply.
If it's happening right now, it's happening on eBay. 126 Gucci bags are sold on eBay every day. That's 126 people looking real Gucci. Love your Adidas? You're not alone. 147 pairs are bought every hour on eBay. Speaking of time, 30 watches are sold every minute on eBay. TikTok, TikTok. Oh, and the latest phones? A new one is sold on eBay every 4 seconds. If it's happening every second at great prices, it's happening on eBay. Fill your cart with color. eBay.
If you're a pro, you know the drill. Pull off the impossible. Keep it affordable. Don't cut corners. The Home Depot is up to the challenge with top names like the Kohler Wellworth Toilet. Now at a great price, just $119, almost $30 off. You don't compromise. With Kohler, you won't have to. The Kohler Wellworth Toilet, only $119. Now at the number one Kohler retailer, The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 31st.
How can a fully stocked restroom improve your image? How can serviced fire extinguishers or a first aid cabinet make your employees more prepared? How can comfortable work apparel make your business more productive? For over 1 million customers, the answer is simple. Cintas. Cintas delivers everything you need to open your doors with confidence. Because helping keep businesses well-equipped, clean, and looking their best, that's our business. Oh, I'm ready! Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Hello?
Good morning, Ms. Garner. This is your wake-up call.
Oh, thank you. While I have you on the phone, did you know that with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase?
I did not.
Think about it. Unlimited double miles on everything you buy, not just airline purchases.
That is a great deal.
So, I guess we should call this your wake-up call from Capital One.
Feels like I should have seen that coming. Speaking of which, I should probably get back to work.
Oh, of course. But before you go, can I ask, what's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Staples knows that in business, everything is urgent. You can't put off until tomorrow what you need to do now. You don't need to print sometimes. You have to be able to print at any time. Which is why at Staples, your ink and toner is always in stock and always priced low. And during Staples printing event, our prices are even lower. Right now at Staples, get $25 off any two HP toner cartridges. Which is good, because right now is when you need it, if not sooner.
Ends 10-6-18. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/toner savings for details.
Entertaining. Informative. Fun. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Flyers are 1-0 in Gritty's era. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, your Philadelphia Flyers started the season off last night in Las Vegas against the Western Conference champs and whooped their ass 5-2. Wayne Simmonds got two goals on the evening. Jacob Voracek, two assists. Giroux had an assist. Robert Haig had a goal and an assist for 2 points. So the Flyers start the season off on a great note, beating the Western Conference champs in their home arena. And, you know, what a stellar way to start the season for them. Very exciting stuff, as their next game will be in Colorado Saturday night versus the Avalanche. And it looks like Jason Martinez, I did not know this, Chris Bundy Terrian are going to be doing some pregame shows for the station this year.
Yeah, starting at 6 p.m.
Yeah, I saw them in studio last night, so that's very cool.
By the way, apparently you were wrong. It was Lil Wayne who dropped the puck, not Lil John.
Nope.
I just got a call about it.
Well, that guy's wrong.
This is awkward. This got awkward quick.
It was 100%. Yeah, it was not Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne's on the Carter 5 tour.
I find it hard to believe that
Lil John. Because I saw Freddie Mitchell and him are randomly friends, because of course they are.
Of course they are. That makes complete sense.
And Freddie Mitchell was putting up an Instagram live last night with Lil John in the club after the game, of him DJing and popping bottles. So it's definitely,
that makes complete and total sense.
Definitely Lil John. I think that's a little below Lil Wayne.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah. But he's got the Carter 5 out, and that's a little below him right now.
610, 632.
Who's your best rapper ever with the name Little involved? 610, 632. But yes, great win for the Flyers last night. Interesting time this morning as we get an 8 a.m. Sixers-Mavs preseason game in Shanghai. Should be very cool to see. I'm looking forward. All I care about is seeing Joel, Markel, and Ben together on the floor. I can't take my eyes off the screen when the three of them are out there. Markel. So that'll be great to watch. And it'll be interesting to see. You know, I thought there was going to be no way Markel could end up in the starting lineup this season. But the way you hear J.J. Redick talk about him, it's kind of like, yeah, you know, I hope he makes the starting lineup. Like, I'm totally cool going onto the second unit. And, you know, we're all pulling for him. And this team loves the kid. And if I'm telling you, he might be the most important person in town right now, not named Carter Hart, to take the team to the next level. Because
he needs to be their big time free agent.
Yeah, exactly.
Since they failed to get one, it's like, all right, well, all might not be lost, because you have the ability to plug in the number one overall pick and have him play like the number one overall pick, and that can be understated. So if he's able to regain that form that we saw, the reason why they took him number one overall, then that will be as big as adding a top-level free agent.
Absolutely, and he's looked good so far, so let's hope it keeps up over in Shanghai today. But Lou in Allentown wants to check in and talk about the Eagles. What's going on, Lou?
Morning, guys.
How are you, man?
Good. I wanted to talk to you guys about Michael Bennett's playing time.
Yeah.
You guys are saying that, you know, the front four really need to get pressure.
I thought Bennett had his best game of the year last week, actually.
Yeah, but I read an article in NBC Sports, and they're saying that he's only on pace for 8 sacks for the year at the rate he's playing. Why are we not utilizing him more if he's such a asset to the defensive line?
Well, he played about 51% of the snaps last week. They just believe in that rotation thing. They really do. I mean, Fletcher Cox, a lot of people will tell you, is the best defensive interior defensive lineman in the league. He only played 85% of the snaps. You know, Derek Barnett played 76, slightly more. Chris Long played 41%. So they just love that rotational thing. Brandon Graham played 58%. Haloti Ngata played 52%. So that's just, you know, they're deep, and they want guys fresh in the fourth quarter when it matters the most.
And but, Michael Bennett's 32 years old.
Yeah, but Lou, you saw it in the game last week. They were gassed in overtime. So I do kind of buy into the keep them fresh if you're able to philosophy.
I agree with that, too.
Yeah, but, so it's I think Jim Schwartz is still fine-tuning his weapons, so maybe we'll see more. I don't know.
I hope he doesn't become as stubborn as Andy Reid.
Well, that's pretty tough to do, but Jim is a stubborn guy.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Lou, have a great weekend, man. Go Birds. Yeah, Derek, I thought Michael Bennett had his best game as an Eagle last week. There was one series where he was in the quarterback's face every single play. And I'm a little surprised he didn't, and maybe I've been missing it because I've been focused on the secondary. I'm surprised he's not lining up at D tackle a little more often in passing downs. And he might be, so don't kill me on that if I'm wrong. But I'd like to see the percentage that he's played inside. Because he does give you that versatility that is, much needed in this league. But, yeah, Jim Schwartz loves that rotational defensive line. And
look, well, why wouldn't you, though, when you have two defensive ends like Derek Barnett and you've got Michael Bennett?
Well, yeah, why not put him at D-tackle on passing downs? Him and
well, man, I'm not a defensive coordinator, man.
Well, I would have Cox, Bennett, because, look, Haloti Ngata is great against the run. He ain't sacking a quarterback.
He'll sack. He'll watch him sack a quarterback this week.
He probably will, just to shove it in my face.
Exactly.
And that's great. If I can encourage
them. I will love that.
Ronald Darby's going to start tackling people.
Jalen Mills will start covering people.
Yeah.
Oh, I came at your boy.
And he's not my
car. You're wearing his jersey right now.
That's fake news media.
The first thing you do when you came in was hang up a Jalen Mills poster.
Yeah. No, but, you know, the secondary sucks overall. So they got to figure some stuff out. And Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs is not usually the best recipe to do so.
I'm worried that Stephon Diggs is going to just run all over them.
It's very possible. And Kirk Cousins is third in the league in passing yards so far. So it's a big concern on Sunday. Real quick, wanted to get into the baseball playoffs yesterday that happened. The Brewers and Rockies were the
By
first.
This did nothing for your sanity, this game.
I started getting real angry. Kristen Yelich had a two-run, you know, for a while before they blew the lead. The Brewers ended up winning 3-2, but before the blown win in the ninth, they were up 2-0 the majority of the game because of a line drive Christian Yelich home run. And yeah, that didn't really help my sanity a little bit. But yeah, that was a good game. And then the Dodgers took care of the Braves last night, 6-0 out in LA. Max Muncy had a home run for them. Today, the slate is pretty good. If you're a baseball nerd, 2:05. Corey Kluber versus Justin Verlander as the Indians and Astros get underway. That's a great matchup. Then the Rockies and Brewers are back at it again at 4:15. 7:30, Yankees-Red Sox, our old friend Jay Happ versus Chris Sale. Actually, do you have that Chris Sale audio in there? Because this was pretty great. The reporters yesterday asked Chris Sale, Chris, why don't you talk about the success you've had against the Yankees this year? And Chris was not having it. It's pretty great.
Chris, can you talk about your success against the Yankees this year?
He literally said, like, what you
did.
We missed it, but he says, oh, no.
We're going to replay that.
Dude, you sounded exactly like the guy.
I didn't remember that's what the reporter sounded like, but it sounded exactly like
I thought the guy was going to sound like a normal reporter, but no, that's exactly what he sounded like.
Chris, why don't you tell us about the success versus the Yankees? Let's play the clip again, and I'll shut up this time. Cracked me up.
Chris, can you talk about your success against the Yankees this year?
No.
That whole exchange I loved. Do you know what college Chris Sale went to?
I should know this.
They made a Sweet 16 run a couple years ago.
Georgia Tech.
No.
I'm going to kick myself because I actually usually know where guys went to college.
Lob you. Come on, man.
Florida Gulf Coast?
Yeah.
Dude, really?
Well, at least that's what I heard on the ESPN overnight. If I got bad information there, I'm going to send a real angry letter.
I wouldn't have pegged him for Florida Gulf.
He's from Lakeland, Florida. So
wow.
He went to lob you. You didn't even know he was out there dunking.
No, I had no idea. I mean, he was a top 10 pick by the White Sox.
But. Yeah, Florida Gulf Coast University. ESPN Overnight was right.
Oh, that's a bad job by me.
You got to be better. I'm not going
to
lie.
This is why I didn't get the midday job. They brought me in and said, you don't know enough about Chris Sale, so we're going to have to get somebody else.
And then the final game tonight is Braves-Dodgers at 9:35. So good slate of baseball ahead. Last night in the Thursday night football game, Tom Brady got his 500th passing touchdown.
By the way, I know we had a break. I had the Flyers game on and that game on the tablet. I don't know the last time I've watched a football game where there were so many interceptions basically given to the defensive backs by the wide receivers. It was like guy would catch it, ball would pop out, interception. Guy would catch it. The one interception, the wide receiver for the Colts literally just threw it up in the air. Mm. It was an ugly, ugly game.
Do you know who caught Tom Brady's 500th touchdown pass?
I feel like it was somebody that the Eagles possibly could have gotten for like a bag of beans. It was Josh Gordon.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, 50-yard bomb.
Yeah, but I was told he couldn't produce anymore
because
he hasn't played since.
He can't. Yeah, he can't do it.
So that fifth round pick next year, though, it'll be pretty cool.
He can produce with like Jason Campbell, but he can't produce now.
Yeah, no. Well, I'm really looking forward to that fifth round pick next year.
It's gonna be awesome.
It's gonna be really.
It's gonna be some guy who was like heavily recruited out of college or out of high school and just hasn't exactly turned it on in the pros.
So Haloti Ngata is gonna get sacks this weekend. Ronald Darby's gonna hit people, and the Eagles' fifth round pick next year.
They're gonna hit on the fifth round for the first time since Trent Cole. Yes, 6-1-0.
You're welcome, Philadelphia. I did that for you. I just jinxed us all. He's Pat Egan. I'm Jamie Lynch. You're listening to The Fanatic at 5. Fanatic Sports Time is 5:41.
Sports Talk for Philadelphia and beyond. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Morning, bud. How are you?
Can I ask you to go easy on the bumps this morning? A little uncomfortable today. Guess you could say I have a real pain in the...
Hemorrhoid problems, huh? You been checked out?
No, I'm just hoping it'll go away.
Look, I know it's tough to talk about this stuff, but at your age, you need to take a closer look at the problem. Me, my dad, and my sisters have all experienced the pain in the... And we all spent some time with the fanny doctor.
The who?
Dr. Lowell Meyerson. We think he's great. Everything you need to know is on fannydoctor.com.
I'm Dr. Lowell Meyerson, the only board-certified proctologist in Pennsylvania. I perform state-of-the-art procedures to treat your hemorrhoids, pain, and bleeding. I can help you to prevent colon cancer. Very often, patients' problems can be eliminated with simple procedures that I perform right in my office. Call me today at 215-379-0444 to schedule a personal appointment and visit my website, fannydoctor.com.
If your end zone is in the red zone, call Dr. Lowell Meyerson, DL at 215-379-0444.
Whether you want a career in broadcast, production, television, or digital, you will find that at Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Cherry Hill. Take it from me, gaining experience on state-of-the-art equipment is so important if you want to land the job of your dreams. Better yet, the team at Connecticut School of Broadcasting help you get a job or internship in your field, and you can graduate in a matter of months, not years. The best way to find out if Connecticut School of Broadcasting is right for you is to join me for a studio tour Wednesday, October 10th at the Cherry Hill campus. I'll be there to answer all your questions about how I got my start and what you can expect if you're looking for a career in broadcast. Don't drown yourself in student debt for a job that makes you miserable. Uncover your passion at Connecticut School of Broadcasting, Cherry Hill. Day and evening classes starting in November. Log on to GoCSB.com and reserve your spot to join me Wednesday, October 10th. GoCSB.com, Connecticut School of Broadcasting, reinventing training in broadcast media.
Just in time for a style upgrade, it's Macy's Men's Designer Suiting Event with 70 to 85% off. Lauren Ralph Lauren and Calvin Klein Wool Suiting, originally $600, now just $149.99. Suits and suit separates, $79.99 to $169.99. Sport coats and blazers, $39.99 to $79.99. Dress pants, shirts, and ties are just $14.99 to $24.99. Right now at Macy's. Savings off regular and original prices. Exclusions apply.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Whippy, whippy, whippy.
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky.
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags, always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty.
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad Force Flex, where sold head to head. So you'll be
happy, happy, happy.
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Also available in heavy-duty black bags.
Hefty, hefty, hefty.
Hello?
Good morning, Ms. Garner. This is your wake-up call.
Oh, thank you. While I have you on the phone, did you know that with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase?
I did not.
Think about it. Unlimited double miles on everything you buy, not just airline purchases.
That is a great deal.
So, I guess we should call this your wake-up call from Capital One.
Feels like I should have seen that coming. Speaking of which, I should probably get back to work.
Oh, of course. But before you go, can I ask, what's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USANA.
How can a fully stocked restroom improve your image? How can serviced fire extinguishers or a first aid cabinet make your employees more prepared? How can comfortable work apparel make your business more productive? For over a million customers, the answer is simple. Cintas. Cintas delivers everything you need to open your doors with confidence. Because helping keep businesses well-equipped, clean, and looking their best, that's our business. Oh, I'm ready! Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
You know, I think we're about due for an update around here.
Select home items are up to 50% off at JCPenney.
So I could get fresh new bedding for...
up to 50% off.
Towels.
Up to 50% off.
A new rug.
Up to 50% off.
Curtains.
I think you know the answer by now.
For all those who value style and love value, shop up to 50% off select home items at JCPenney. Plus, take an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. JCPenney. Style and value for all. Valid 10-4-10-8. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
My lawn's been worn out by summer, not to mention by my kids.
This year, use Scotts in the fall. Just one more feeding gives your grass the nourishment it needs to recover from the wear and tear of summer, while also building resilient roots to help prevent a weak, thin lawn next spring.
This fall, my kids and my grass are back out to play.
This is a Scotts yard. Now's the time to feed your lawn. Pick up a bag of Scotts Winter Guard today.
Philadelphia's football station. 97.5, The Fanatic.
It. Football Friday. You listen to The Fanatic at 5. It's Football Friday. D. Lineham and Rob Motti are coming up at the top of the hour. And next Monday will be a big day at the station as it's post-Eagles game reaction day, but it's also the start of our new morning and midday shows. Mark Farzetta, Trey Thomas, Bob Cooney, and myself in the mornings, Anthony Gargano and Jason Mertidis with Andrew Salchunas in middays, and the rest of the station stays the same, but big changes are coming. We're all looking forward to it. I'm very glad that Anthony is still with us at the station. Anthony and Jason have known each other for a long time, so that should be an interesting show in middays as they go way back, those two. I myself go a ways back with Mark and obviously Bob, and we're all very excited to get going and get started on Monday. So make sure you check us out on Monday, hopefully after an Eagles win. We will see. Do you have any strong gut feeling about this game, Pat? Because usually I have a feeling. It's not always positive.
I don't have the best feeling about this one.
I don't have any feeling.
I'm kind of there with you.
I'm completely 50-50.
I'm leaning towards not having a good feeling.
Really?
Like whenever I think about the fact that I'm with you where it's 50-50. One, you know, I'm kind of like lukewarm on it because it really could go either way. But then again, I tend to skew negative with a lot of things.
Yeah.
I'm a glass half empty guy.
I'm a glass half full guy.
You know, it's kind of like when the spread comes out and it's a home team's like -3. It's like, all right, well, that's kind of where I am.
I just don't
have... What is the spread for this game, by the way?
I think it's still 3. I don't think there's going to be much movement on this.
Yeah, so that's like Vegas telling you right there that they don't have the best idea. Yeah, it literally could go either way.
I had on a little over last night in the Thursday night action. So
nice
maybe,
humble brag right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, maybe I just roll that into Sunday.
You get a bet Habib Nurmagomedov for UFC since I took Conor McGregor?
Well, that's actually probably a good idea.
You should, because I'm the worst
yes,
better in the world.
The line is still 3. According to Action Sports Network, 51% of the public money is on the Vikings. 93% of the money is on the over of 44.5.
Yeah, I would kind of be shocked if it's not over, but 44.5 is low, though.
Once 93% of the public is on something, you're probably better suited to fade that.
I just won't bet it. I never bet the over-under.
I love over-unders. Life's too short to bet unders.
Yeah, I don't bet over-unders. There's nothing worse than hitting on the actual spread and then losing on the over-under.
So I just hate cheering for unders. But to me, just glancing at this real quick with 93% on the over, kind of tells me it's going to be a low-scoring game, under 44.5 points.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like we talked about the defenses.
Who does that benefit?
We talked about the defense is like struggling big time for both teams, and then the over-under comes out, it's 44. That's very interesting.
Who does that benefit if it's a low-scoring game?
I figure at home it benefits the Eagles because they're such a strong team at home.
Yeah, but the defense is a different team at home. They allow almost 10 points a game less at home than on the road. So, yeah.
I think another good thing, too, is that if the Vikings happen to jump out to an early lead, you know, the fan base isn't going to panic because of what happened last January. Where the Vikings jumped out. That first drive, the Vikings looked unstoppable.
That sucked. That sucked.
It was like, uh-oh.
I was there in the upper level, and you could just feel like the air gets sucked out of...
Yeah, because you're sitting there going, oh, my God,
we've seen this before.
Yeah, like, I've seen this movie. I know how it ends.
And then Patrick Robinson,
that beautiful man.
I jumped in a vat of cheese sauce from Crab Fries when that happened.
My buddy who has season tickets told me he's never heard the link louder than that.
You went deaf. Like, I'm lucky, frankly, I was alive because I started jumping around like an idiot. And when you're jumping, you know.
Yeah, in the upper levels. And those aisles aren't that wide.
No, it's actually amazing more people don't kind of injure themselves falling in that way. But, yeah, no, that stadium, that was one of the most raucous sporting events I've ever been in attendance at live. And... I'm just smiling thinking about that play. But yes, you're right. You know, the game was over after their first drive, but we'll see. If it's a low scoring game, I hope it benefits the Eagles. Real quick, I want to play the Jalen Ramsey sound from yesterday, because if you hadn't heard this, Jalen Ramsey is becoming like one of the most entertaining guys.
I love Jalen Ramsey.
Not one of. He's the most entertaining guy in the league right now. He backs it up on the field. He's absolutely awesome. Let's be thankful that the Dallas Cowboys didn't take him, because we would not want to face this guy.
Now we can like him, too.
Yeah, and if you had to face this guy twice a year, that's not a fun thing to do. So the Jaguars have the Chiefs this weekend. You know, Jalen Ramsey, you know, trash-talking top quarterback, talks trash on everybody. It's truly entertaining. He has Tyreek Hill this weekend, who has made the All-Pro team twice as a return specialist, not a wide receiver. And Jalen Ramsey was asked about his matchup versus Tyreek, and it's just pure comedy. Here's Jalen.
He's good for what he does for their team. You know, he may... All-Pro as a return specialist. Let's get that right. As a return specialist, his rookie year, he went to two Pro Bowls as a return specialist. Return specialist. 2 years, I made All-Pro in my position as a corner. Went to the Pro Bowl as a corner. So it's not a wide receiver versus corner matchup.
Where's the lie in that?
There is no lie.
I can't find the lie.
Well, that's the thing about him is he's funny because he speaks the truth.
Yeah.
And... it's just, you don't really hear that type of, he's almost like WWE-ish.
Yeah, honest to God, like, he reminds me of a football Conor McGregor. He gets out there, he talks an immense amount of trash, nothing really is a lie.
And he backs it all
and
up.
And then he backs it all up. I mean, the best was when he released the list of quarterbacks. They asked him about all the quarterbacks in the NFL. Trash, trash, future MVP, trash.
He said Wentz and Deshaun Watson, are your quarterbacks for the next 10 years.
But when he said that, it was like, all right, well, if Jalen believes it, then
he knows
true.
A lot about more about the sport than I do. So.
Yeah, but I mean, that whole list was great. But to have a guy like that that goes out and talks the way he does and doesn't do the PC speak of, he's a great blah, blah, blah. No. This guy just loves and just... owns the whole
the AJ Green stuff. I guess that was last year where they got in the fight, and then he was just talking trash on him after the game, saying like he's scared, he didn't want none of this. Like, it's just great. I find it so entertaining,
and I completely believe it too. Like, I don't think this is an act. I think this is
That's just who he
it's
is.
The attitude you want. I mean, I feel like Jalen Mills has that in him. He just doesn't have the ability to back.
I would agree with that. I wish Ronald Darby had some of that in him.
Yeah. So you hate on Ronald Darby. I'll hate on Jalen Mills all day.
Jalen Mills tackles. He may get burnt on double moves.
Covers people.
Does he?
Yeah.
He's allowed more yards this year than Mills.
All right. How many penalties?
They're both probably better suited for press coverage. Right. So put them in it.
All right. I don't know why we just can't continue to argue about who sucks worse. Let's not try to find a solution
about
this.
Stop giving 15-yard cushions
on
every play.
Let's not try to find a solution. Let's just argue about who's worse.
Hey. Yeah, the solution is maybe put them in press coverage occasionally and don't give them 15-yard pillows.
Send Schwartz a letter.
I should. I know where he gets his haircut. Maybe I'll stop down and talk to him.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's a weird way to end the show.
Same place Anthony gets his haircut, so it's nothing crazy. Rob Motti and D Lineham are coming up next. It's a Football Friday on 97.5 The Fanatic. Eagles Vikings on Sunday. Thanks for listening, everyone. See you Monday morning, 5 a.m. with Bob Cooney. Thanks, Pat Egan, for producing today. Jamie Lynch out for the weekend. Fanatic Sports Times, 5:55.